Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Great lessons and reflections of nature are contained in Lessons of Nature from a Modern Day Shepherd by Don F. Pickett. Don is a modern day shepherd, and his lessons outline the harmony of nature itself through prose, poetry, and descriptions. Don is a fourth generation sheep rancher from the small town of Oakley, Idaho. Prior to taking over management of the family sheep operation, he served a two-year mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in South Africa and Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe. Following his mission, he obtained a bachelor's degree in agricultural economics from Brigham Young University and a Juris Doctor degree at the University of Idaho. As an actively licensed attorney, he continues to manage the day-to-day operations of the sheep ranch, while also working with his two brothers in various farming and ranching endeavors. He served within the Idaho Department of Agriculture as chairman of the Idaho Sheep and Goat Health Board, also a chairman of the Idaho State Animal Damage Control Board. In 2019, he was recognized in the National Law Journal as a lawyer of distinction with a specialty in agricultural law, and in 2020 was inducted into the Southern Idaho Livestock Hall of Fame. Back with us on This Week in America, Don F. Pickett, author of Lessons of Nature from a Modern Day Shepherd. Don, welcome back. A pleasure to have you with us on the program once again.
Grateful to be with you. Thank you.
I enjoyed our last conversation, enjoyed the book Lessons of Nature. Looking forward to carrying on that conversation. Let's start with the basics. What inspired you to write this book? This is unique, the way the thought process, the way it's presented. What was the inspiration for writing this?
Well, my job is quite unique. I deal with herdsmen from foreign countries who come out to herd our bands of sheep in the hills of southern Idaho, and they can go days without seeing another individual. And over the years, I have picked up in my conversations with them lessons that, frankly, people have either lost because of living in the artificial environment, or simply haven't considered or thought of. My background goes clear back to 1882 in this small valley where my great-grandfather settled the Goose Creek Valley, came out on his own, built a log cabin where our office headquarters is located now, and lived on jackrabbits and deer long enough to build a cabin and bring his family out. And this livelihood is just in my blood, and I just felt a desire to share what I've learned over the years with other people.
It's a fascinating recollection, and what you've learned, what you are sharing in your book. The book is Lessons of Nature from a Modern Day Shepherd by Don Pickett. That's P-I-C-K-E-T-T. His website, donfpickett.com. Book available at pageturner.us, amazon.com, all of the usual places. A direct link to pageturner.us when you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Tell us a little bit about your ranch. It's such an impressive operation you have there. Tell us a little bit about it.
We live in a very rural community. My hometown is located 5 miles away from where I live, and its population is only 771 people. And I'm surrounded by hills. My elevation is 4,500, and the hill that I'm looking at just outside my window is over 10,000 feet in elevation, which gives a little bit of perspective. But we just started out, as I said, with my great-grandfather just having a few animals. It has grown over the generations. We farm about 8,000 irrigated acres and run sheep and cattle now in three states, Idaho, Utah, and Nevada. And so we're pretty spread out. We're pretty actively involved in the community, and it's a wonderful life. I just wish other people could experience the type of life that has been handed to me from my forefathers.
When you read Lessons of Nature, we all think, wow, what would that life be like? That you have time to reflect, you have time to appreciate nature and the world around us, unlike when you're in the everyday 9-to-5 world where you just keep going and you don't really have time to even look around to enjoy nature, to enjoy what's around you. You're still an actively licensed attorney, a working sheep rancher. Talk about that combination of occupations.
When I graduated from my small high school here in Oakley, I was in university in a pre-med program, and I was very interested in pursuing that occupation and doing quite well at it. And then I served a two-year mission, as you mentioned earlier, for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in South Africa and Rhodesia, and it kind of opened my eyes. I was appalled when I got there at the way that I saw the Zulu people being treated in the height of apartheid. That's an Afrikaans word, which means to separate, and apartheid is a policy or system of segregation or discrimination on grounds of race. And so they had separate everything, separate parks, separate post offices, separate buses. They were, even the servants in homes where they worked were called racial slurs that just turned my stomach. And I came home with a whole new perspective on life. I had been around nature a lot and learned a lot of things about nature over there. But it really changed how I wanted to gear my education. So I changed to pre-law. And since that time, I have been working with all these foreign men. I love them. They're wonderful people. I'm alone in nature with them a lot. In fact, the first poem that I wrote that starts my book, I wrote while waiting for a herdsman to come into camp when I was delivering groceries. I then registered a copyright. Thereafter, I got a letter from a publisher in Pittsburgh suggesting that I write 12 or 14 or 15 more poems and make a little poetry book, which I did. I then had some book reviews. I think a Kirkus review came back and said, why don't you put prose behind each poem? And that is what ultimately wound up being the book that we're talking about now, Lessons of Nature from a Modern Day Shepherd. And so I've got the perspective of knowing what I'm talking about in this book in terms of the lessons that I've learned over the years working with my herdsmen. And I'm able, I think, to put it in good grammatical form through my experience writing as an attorney.
Well, we feel like we're there with you and them as you're going through the experiences. As Don mentioned, the book is Lessons of Nature from a Modern Day Shepherd. You'll find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, pageturner.us, all of the usual places, links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. In talking about herdsmen or the shepherds, I'm sure there are people thinking, I didn't even realize we had those anymore. Talk a little bit about the herdsmen, where you find them, where they come from, and what life is like for them.
These men we acquire through an association that we belong to called Western Range Association. And what this association does is it interviews people in these foreign countries to see if they're qualified. Most people don't recognize that it takes particular skills to go out with a 1,000 head of sheep and live with them alone in nature, know what sheep eat, what's poisonous, where dangers are, what their instincts are when the fog is out and they can't determine where they otherwise might be if they didn't know the instinct of a band of sheep, all of these things. So the Western Range Association works through the paperwork. They file applications for work visas. These men come from various countries. We've had men from mostly now from Peru, but from Chile, from Mexico, from Bolivia. We've had men from across the Atlantic and countries like Spain and Greece and Scotland. And so I've had the opportunity of rubbing shoulder to shoulder, working one-on-one with these men. And they're wonderful people. The rate of exchange has been good for them to be able to come and support their families at home in a way that they couldn't otherwise. And so I think they appreciate their jobs here as well.
You dedicate your book to the youth of America. Why did you do that particular dedication?
That's an easy question to answer, because I'm just not satisfied with what I see our youth having to live through today. Our youth are under attack, and this comes from what they're taught in schools with regard to confusion of their identity, with regard to social injustice. These students that are brought up now, they don't understand what real social injustice is unless they have lived through what I experienced in
yes.
South Africa, apartheid. And I just feel like they need to be have their attention turned back to what our Creator expects of them and wants them to know and understand. And these lessons aren't just taught in written form in the Bible and other religious written teachings, but they're taught in nature, and that's what I write about.
The book is Lessons of Nature from a Modern-Day Shepherd by Don F. Pickett. Book available wherever books are sold. Don's website, donfpickett.com. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Can you give us maybe a quick example of what nature teaches us that might be easily overlooked, that's something we just don't really think about on a daily basis, but such an important lesson?
Sure. Just a simple example might be to consider that we are surrounded with natural forms of life that quietly encourage us in the right direction. Nature, for example, will silently say, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." She'll give you a small seed that, if planted according to nature's directions, will multiply 100-fold by means that no professor is fully capable of teaching or accomplishing on his own. But nature's also very disciplined. If you fail to follow her directions, she'll take that little seed back and let it die. And that's how it is with our lives. We're agents of our own destiny, and we'll reap what we sow.
Your book, and it's interesting, I think you just touched on that, your book speaks of a side of nature that we really don't see. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because it really, what you go through, what you've gone through, what you continue to go through, and you share in your book, Lessons of Nature, really is eye-opening for many of us.
Yes, and that's an important part of nature that we really don't see. And I'm talking about the spiritual side of life.
Yes.
Have you ever contemplated what it is that tells a plant to lean toward the sun? What distinguishes a dead plant from a living one? Now, we have scientific studies that try to answer that question through a process called phototropism, which basically indicates that plants lean toward the sun in order to conduct photosynthesis. But that begs the question. It doesn't specifically answer what enables a plant to conscientiously lean toward the sun in order to sustain life. Other issues in life, what is it that tells a fish to flee when it senses danger? Or what enables a hawk or a falcon to see a dying rabbit from hundreds of yards away and navigate its body through the air to feed upon its prey? What is it that constitutes the conscience of a living human being? That's the side of nature that we do not see. But what's important is to understand that our Creator, He teaches us about His spiritual side by studying the temporal side of life. same creator, and he enables us to learn more about him and how he functions in a perfect state of existence by studying his natural creations.
I get the impression maybe this is an ongoing learning experience for you, as it is for the herdsman. Do you learn something new every time you go out and you contemplate some of these issues and you see the interaction between the animals, yourself, and nature? Is this an ongoing learning experience?
Absolutely, and I've been at it now for 68 years, and I'm still learning. Maybe not new things so much as better understanding things that I have thought about in the past. These are lessons that help me appreciate life and help me better appreciate how families and individuals, how communities and even nations should conduct themselves if they're functioning as our Creator would expect us to.
Not everybody can trek with the animals and go out as you are able to do, but maybe there are things that we can do to sort of to disconnect, to slow down a little bit, and to appreciate the life around us. Is that something you encourage all of us to do, sort of unplug for a while and just be by yourself in your thoughts and observations?
Why, sure. The problem is that we get so caught up in getting things done in our artificial man-made world.
Yes.
And I see a lot of people go on camps out in the beautiful weather when they're able to get away and enjoy nature when it's peaceful and beautiful. But what typically is missed is the side of nature when the wind is blowing cold snow, when there's fog so thick you can hardly see where you're going and remember how to get back to camp. There's that side of nature as well that has learning experiences that few people, maybe a few deer hunters perhaps in this neck of the woods, but few people really can appreciate.
Don F. Pickett is our guest on the program. The book is Lessons of Nature from a Modern Day Shepherd. His website is donfpickett.com. Book available, pageturner.us, all of the usual places. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Towards the end of your book, you differentiate between what you call the government of God as opposed to the government of man. What does nature teach us about that?
Perhaps the best way to respond to that question is to just contemplate that nature has three different levels of enlightenment, starting with the twinkle of a star, and then enlightenment raises to the light of the moon in its various phases of reflection. And then beyond that, there's the constant, undeviating brilliance of the sun. Now, liken that unto the levels of enlightenment in our individual lives, as families, as communities, or even as governments of nations. We have beginning with the lowest level, the twinkling of a star, which is symbolic of our physical understanding based on our basic senses, sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, based on survival of the fittest. That's how tyrants and dictators seem to want to govern in various places in the world. But these people can progress to a greater level of enlightenment as symbolically represented by the light of the moon. And that is based on principles of moral justice, self-discipline, basic recognition of human rights and freedoms, which are sometimes denied by people who do not advance to the moral level of government that is expected of us. And then, of course, there's the spiritual level that can be likened to the brilliance of the sun that is undeviating. Society hasn't advanced to that extent yet, but that's where we should be aiming as individuals and even as governments. And that's where real fulfillment and happiness in our lives can be sustained.
A couple minutes left in the program. Does Don Pickett, the shepherd, does that make Don Pickett, the attorney, a better person? I'm asking if there's sort of a carry over there. The role of shepherd, does that carry over and make you a better lawyer, make you a better person?
It certainly makes me want to try. Because
yes.
I feel that I'm indebted to society. I'm indebted to my Creator and to my family to be the kind of person that the lessons of nature have taught me that I ought to be. And I would just recommend that anyone interested in this book browse through it, and I can express with firm faith that it will elevate the quality of your life.
Well, you talk about that melding with nature can increase one's awareness of higher realities and experience that can lead to enthralling new vistas. This really can open up a new life, a new enjoyment of life for all of us, can't it?
It can, and it certainly is something that our Creator would want us to be able to experience in order to really maximize our potential and feel the measure of our creation.
Well, you've done an excellent job with Lessons of Nature from a Modern Day Shepherd. Don, I mentioned some of the usual places to buy. Where's the best place to look for your book?
I'd suggest people just Google donfpickett.com. And that will be the best place to look.
We get all the information there on the book. You can order the book there as well, donfpickett.com. And we've got that link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Don, a pleasure having you back on the program. Always an enjoyable conversation. I learned something, and there's a lifestyle that when I read this, it's like, boy, wouldn't it be nice to sort of escape like that with you, your thoughts, and nature, and how enjoyable that would be. With no cell service, you could just go enjoy and experience what life is like in nature. Thank you for being back with us on the program.
Thanks again for having me.
It is our pleasure. Don F. Pickett. His website is donfpickett.com. You can link onto that by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.